And I would also say, though, I think he's very critical of capitalism and doesn't want to concede much to capitalism. I do think he gives you, in spite of himself, some sense of why people were so excited about this thing in the first place. Not
about
just
the book or capitalism.
No, about that. About capitalism. You know, you see it, of course, famously in the Communist Manifesto, some sense of the marvel of this monster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to BungaCast. My name is Alex Hochuli. I'm in São Paulo, Brazil, joined by contributing editor Alex Gurevich. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Corey Robin. How are you, Corey?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
Very well. Corey was last on. Listeners, if you want to check that one out, on episode 481, came out about a year ago. Everything is plausible, oligarchy or worse, where we discussed Trump's government, his motives, and his modus operandi. Kind of trying to reflect back on that episode and wonder whether we would come to some slightly different conclusions a year on from that one. A lot happened in 2025. Anyway, but that's not what we're going to be discussing here. What we are going to be discussing is Corey's review in The Nation of a new book by Sven Beckert called Capitalism, A Global History. Now, just to set this up, we don't normally talk to the author of a review of a book. Sometimes that gets a little bit too meta. We prefer to speak to the author directly, but we're making an exception in this case for a couple of reasons. So, I mean, firstly, the book is 1,000 pages or so, and we always read in full the books that we talk about on here, and we haven't had time to read those 1,000 pages, but Corey has, and Corey's review is not only excellent, but scathing, and I'm usually inclined to trust Corey's opinion on these matters. So we're going to be talking to Corey about the book. But more than just that, it gives us an opportunity to talk about capitalism, how to understand it, and to discuss how capitalism is being understood in our day and age. And moreover, what those understandings say about our day and age. After all, a book about global capitalism's history would surely read differently written today versus the US of 1992, say, or the 1970s, or China in the 2040s. But let's not speculate about these imaginary examples right now. And let's turn to the book itself. So you wrote this long review of Sven Beckert's Capitalism, A Global History, and you're quite critical, and we'll get to all of those. But to start, could you tell us a little bit about the book itself? Where does it start? What are the main moments in his story?
So thank you, first of all, for having me here and giving us the chance to talk about this. There are many theses in this book, not all of them reconcilable or fitting together. I think the main ambition of the book is in the subtitle, Capitalism, A Global History. And it's to argue that capitalism is not something that just became global, but it was something that was born global. There are multiple sites where capitalism begins, and that the effort to find one time and place is a bit of a fool's errand, and we can talk about what's going on there in a second. But history has to begin somewhere when you're writing it. And so where Beckert chooses to begin is in the port of Aden in the 12th century, around 1150 in the Common Era. And he begins with a class of merchants, essentially. These are long-distance merchants. There are a variety of ethnicities and religions, Hindu, Arab, Muslim, Arabic, Jewish. The common language seems to be Arabic that they all use. And Beckert gives, I have to say, to give Beckert his due, he gives a kind of beguiling picture of these long-distance merchants and just the sheer volume and number of